What's up, everybody? Another episode of the Straight Shot coming to you from Wisconsin Gardens, inside the Mayor's Lounge. I'm Aaron. I'm Mark.
And I'm Steve.
No, you are champion. But we'll get to that.
Yes.
The champ is here.
So trees be fucking. I can't talk right. I sound
so you
like,
think the trees be fucking affects your ability to talk right?
Ma'am, I am so clogged like pollen. I didn't get allergies until like 35, 36.
So it's like 2 years from now?
But now, oh God, it is like fucking with me. So I feel like a clown, like a clown shoe, like kind of like swollen and big.
I could agree with the first part, but the second part, you don't look like a clown shoe.
But like, that's what I've
never
I feel
heard
like.
Anybody talk, say it like that.
You know, like
I feel like a clown shoe.
I guess what I'm saying, like you've seen Roger Rabbit, right?
Yeah.
You remember that, you know, the clown shoe that he puts in
the
dip?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Like that, like I feel like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've just never heard anybody put it that way.
That's a really interesting specific one. Movie reference. Yeah.
If there's somebody who could do it.
Oh, goodness.
It's
you.
It's me. What's going on behind my shoulder? All right. So we're back.
We are back.
We're back.
What are we smoking tonight?
So new one. It is the Diesel Grind.
It's a torpedo.
It's a torpedo. They have three sizes. This is a Grab the Torpedo. So this is a Ecuadorian Habano Maduro wrapper, Nicaraguan binder filler. On their website, it says it pairs well with coffee and rye.
So this is
rye bread.
It doesn't say. Yeah. I'm assuming
probably both.
Probably bourbon or is rye bourbon?
It's whiskey.
Okay,
whiskey. I don't think it's bourbon. I think it's rye whiskey.
Yeah, it's whiskey.
Whiskey. Okay, I'm assuming rye drink. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is part of the Forged portfolio, and I'm almost certain this is Justin Andrews that did these.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Blended these. Yeah.
So when I was grabbing it, Doug said, have you had anything to eat yet? I'm like, a couple hours ago. He's like, these are pretty strong. I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, I haven't eaten in 2 days.
I guess we'll find out.
Since our date night in Birmingham.
I'm just holding my stomach clean. That was a lot of fucking food, dude.
That was a ton of food. I made myself sick almost.
Well, let's get to that because you two had a nice little outing in Alabama together. Little bit of FOMO over here. It is what it is.
You Saltgrass, I don't know. Have you ever been to Saltgrass?
No, I've heard it's good, but I've never been.
It is good. Yeah, it's to me it's a little better than like Logan's or Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, without question. It's too bad. It's better than those.
It's better than those.
So we like Longhorn. Is it like on par with Longhorn or Longhorn a little?
See, above? I feel like Longhorn's the same as the rest of those.
I think
Longhorn. Like Saltgrass is a little higher.
I think Longhorn is way closer to Saltgrass than those. The first two are kind of shaky to me.
Like Texas.
Closer to Longhorn.
Like Texas, Colton's, and Logan's are all like
the bottom tier.
The bottom tier.
Okay.
I mean, the thing that Saltgrass has is it has a much more variety.
I hear they have a lot of seafood.
They do. Okay. And the seafood's good. And so. Not that Steve would know this.
I would not.
As a matter of fact, the second night he suggested a sushi place, and I said, "Dude, you don't eat seafood." And he goes, "Well, they have steaks.
They have steak, yeah."
So, I'm like, I'm not particularly worried. You cannot eat anything, but
get some wagyu.
That doesn't make sense. Like, I do like sushi. Yes, thank you for worrying about me. But yes.
Well, I know that restaurant is one that. People that I cannot speak today. I know that
is
restaurant.
You're a big clown shoe.
Yeah. That restaurant is a place that people not from Birmingham like to go to. It's good sushi.
I wrote it down
as
some place to take Paula to. She loves sushi, so a place we like to go.
I don't like sushi, so I ordered steak when I went there, and it was a good steak. It wasn't like
we liked
crazy,
the place
but
we
it was
went
good.
To run the second night.
Yeah, so we went to Saltgrass the first night. The second night, we went to Culinary Dropout, which is a place out of Atlanta that just moved to Birmingham. And it was really good. I had Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, I had fish and chips.
And then we had the pork belly barbecue nachos for the appetizer.
Banging.
So almost made myself sick. I ate so much.
He ate a lot. So did I.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was
we
a
both
lot.
Did.
And it was actually for the upscale nature of the neighborhood and the restaurant, it was reasonably priced.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Because we were there was an Apple store across the parking lot, and Steve was explaining to me that the rich people lived up the hill.
Yeah, it's right on the edge of Mountain Brook, which is like the affluent neighborhood.
The hoity-toity.
It was already pretty hoity-toity neighborhood in the area. Although if you get down in the valley where the traffic's super bad, that's not hoity-toity.
That shopping center is, I think it's called the Summit.
Okay.
It's got like Tacova's and Lululemon and the Apple store and P.F. Chang's and Cheesecake Factory. And
and a Cheesecake Factory. A Cheesecake Factory.
I've never been to a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, food's really good, actually.
Their menu is too big.
I've heard their menu's way too big.
They have the stuff you
every
order,
style of food you want.
Yeah, but it's all really good. It's all really good. It's not like... And what am I thinking? Texas Roadhouse. They're probably listening, and they're dogging me out.
Actually, you know what?
I don't mind Texas
Roadhouse. I've had good steaks from Texas
Roadhouse. I've had two. Yeah. I have two. We like going there. But
who's the one that's got the honey cinnamon butter?
That's Logan's.
I love that butter.
So I think everybody's going to that butter now. Because
I think so does Longhorn.
Yeah, because because I don't like it, so I have to get like regular butter. Mm. And it's like, I feel like regular butter should be the standard.
No.
And then you get this like the dessert butter as an option.
Jim and Nick's, have you gone to Jim and Nick's barbecue? Their cheese muffin things are fucking crack.
Yeah, they are really good.
In the hierarchy of like free bread.
Free bread.
I always liked Outback, the rye bread.
Oh, I like the Outback, yeah.
And then the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
See, I think Olive Garden puts methamphetamines in their breadsticks.
They change the breadsticks too much. Decent. They change.
They're just like so addicting. To me, it's not that they're that good. You just can't stop.
So to me, it is Red Lobster, and probably with Jim and Nick's along with
them. Yeah, they're good.
And then second is something you won't understand, but it is the rye rolls at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Those things are really good.
They're really good. They're really good.
Yeah.
Once again, Cheesecake Factory gets dogged out. I love the YouTube video where the girl freaks out because the dude's taking her to do you not value me? She's like completely deviant. And for the record, if I'm married, so whatever. And Paula likes Cheesecake Factory. She's like, oh, Cheesecake Factory.
Do you know what he's talking about?
You seen the?
I've seen it. Yeah,
she's like dogging on him because he's taking her to Cheesecake Factory on a date. Yeah. That is so terrible.
You can walk.
Yeah, you can find your own way home.
You can find your own.
Unreal.
It's clear that we're not compatible, and we're so incompatible that I'm not taking you home.
Yeah,
if I wasn't a gentleman, I wouldn't take you home.
Uber's
but we're not Uber. Going to dinner. I'm not taking you to someplace nice because you've indicated that we're non-compatible.
I know we had them up in KC when I lived up there, but I was young, and if I would have gone, I just don't remember.
Fish and chips good. The orange chicken's good. The burger's good. I've had like
the pasta.
The pasta's good. You look, and I don't even like
how
pasta.
How is the cheesecake?
Cheesecake is phenomenal.
Okay.
They have about 200 kinds.
It's not Annalene, but. That good because I like the light cheesecake, but it's the thick cheesecake. But they have like Snicker bar cheesecake.
Theirs is like the New York style.
They have,
New York
but
style.
But it is really good.
Do you remember when, I don't know if it might still be here. I don't think it is, but it was like over here on Shackelford Crossing.
Yes, I do.
That it was like
Copeland's.
Copeland's. Is that still there?
It's not there.
So I knew they had like a bunch of cheesecake over there.
There was also a place that was just a cheesecake factory store or cheese store, cheesecake store over here
was it a Markham?
On Markham. Yeah. And Paula would go pick up stuff for me because they had some other stuff she liked. And that was like her way of not having to put out that night.
So speaking of that, how was y'all's date?
It was sweet. Actually, he took me to a cigar shop. He actually texted me. So the first night we went to Saltgrass, we were both kind of tired. So we went back to our respective hotels. Second night, he texted me, because I didn't know when you'd get back in town.
Yeah.
And he says, how about we go to Cigars and More? Because that was the cigar shop he recommended. And I said, great idea. Already here. And so the cigar shop was really nice. And as I told both of you, they had a really nice selection of aroma, which... Uh-huh. Might have been fond. Kev said he ordered, that's where he gets Black Irish from.
Oh, really?
He thinks. And I didn't see any Black Irish, but to be honest with you, I just was picking up a few. I always like when I go to a new shop to buy stuff, right? Because it's respectful. And I'm fascinated by the fact that they feel the need, that the need is there. Let me choose a different word. If the need is there, it has to be explained to folks that if you're going to smoke in their lounge, that you need to buy cigars there.
Yeah.
It feels like that is so obvious to me. Now, maybe because I owned a cigar shop. But if you're going to smoke in their lounge, you need to buy cigars there.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is not everybody agrees with that.
Why don't they agree with that?
I don't know.
So they think they can walk in and just smoke in a lounge without buying a cigar.
Yes. And I've seen it before, and I always ask them, like, do you take your own beer to a bar? And then usually like, oh, no, yeah, you're right, you're right. Like, oh, fucking course I'm right. Like,
it's just so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy.
But people do it all the time.
That's just amazing to me.
It's super disrespectful. You should never do that.
Now, listen, if I walked in and bought a cigar, let's say I buy five cigars and then I want to smoke mine in the lounge, I think that's an area of gray.
Yeah, that's kind of up to the lounge choose from there. Yeah, most of them are fine with
it. Yeah, tit for tat. You want to smoke a $20 cigar, buy a $20 cigar, buy two tins, do whatever.
Right. It's fine with me. But I went in and bought $100 worth of cigars. Mm. And dude talked me up and he was great. A fellow Illinoisan, grew up in Chicago, so we talked about Chicago.
So what y'all are called? Illinoisan?
We're called Flatlanders. Have I never told you this joke? You know, they call people from Wisconsin cheeseheads.
Yeah.
And they call people from Illinois Flatlanders. You know what they call people from Iowa?
What?
Stupid.
That's good. I haven't heard that one.
I have a ton of them. You want Midwest jokes? I got a ton of
them. I haven't heard that one yet.
All men are created equal, right? They just put cheese on the heads of the stupid ones, right? That's a common one. There you go. And by the way, Iowa lost in the championship game, but
yeah, watch that.
I'm just going to go on the record as agreeing with Shaquille O'Neal on a lot of stuff. For the record, I agree with Shaquille O'Neal on a lot of stuff, but this women's basketball season has been 100% better than the men's season.
Yeah.
This women's season, I realize it's because of Angel Reese and the Carolina, South Carolina, and because of Carolina and Paige and because of Caitlin Clark, all this. Yeah. This has been a truly enjoyable women's season to watch, and the final was great. So
yeah.
That LSU game I watched, by the way, smoking a cigar outside my hotel, at LSU Iowa game, as good as basketball gets.
Yeah.
Angel Reese, wow. Her and Caitlin Clark can score flat out. So, pretty
probably
awesome.
The two best women's college players we've had in, 20 years?
Long time.
And Reese isn't even projected a draft high.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. Last I saw, she was like, I don't know if she was top 15.
That's crazy.
But I guess it all depends on who's drafting what they need. Yeah. But
is that because of the off-the-court stuff she had? Because she had some early seasons?
I think that's part of it.
She looks like a big-time baller to me. Like, I'm not a good projector of talent.
I feel like the way – like I've always liked the way people draft is take best on board. I mean,
if
you need a left tackle, but like a stud wide receiver is there, fucking take the receiver.
So football's harder, right? I agree with football, and especially the early picks. But football's harder because like if you don't have an offensive line, drafting a wide receiver is kind of a little
lost. Yeah, doesn't make sense.
But Chicago Bears. But but in basketball, I mean.
Yeah,
the game is so. Look at Steph Curry and the way Golden State plays. You don't need a center, so figure it out. I mean, like, are you going to let somebody who's like can really shoot the ball go? I mean, that's crazy.
I didn't realize Steph's been in this long. Like,
he's played for what 100 years now. I saw him play.
I think he's on year 14 or 15. Something like
that. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron too. Think about LeBron.
Yeah, he's 21. Has played
for come out right out of high school.
Yeah,
yeah. He's 39.
His kid just left USC as the Must Bus arrived.
Yeah,
and is either going pro or to another college. My guess is another college because
all
the pro guys are going. You're not, no.
And I'm not an Arkansas fan, but from what I've heard is Musk can develop players really well.
I was shocked when he left. I did not think, he was going to leave that early.
I think he thought the pros were a realistic option, and I think they may be.
Wait, you're saying shocked
that he lost?
I was shocked that he left
Musk.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
yeah.
That he left Arkansas?
Must. Yeah, yeah.
I think that you're
no, not LeBron. Bronny. No, yeah, I'm talking about Must.
He's from that area.
I understand, but like he had a program that I mean puts money to the basketball program. It's not like Arkansas just
yeah, no, they invest in it.
Yeah, I mean I think the arena's great, the fans support it.
And Arkansas is also losing his wife that she was she coach?
I don't remember.
She's another athlete that, I mean, they're losing her as well.
Yeah. So I didn't think he would leave this soon. It seems fast to me.
5 years?
4 or 5 years?
Has it been five?
It's been 5 years.
Read the article. That's fairly quick to me.
Yeah.
To go to a USC program that's struggling hard.
Struggling hard. That's why they fired their coach.
Right.
I mean, Arkansas was struggling too, though, right?
Did make the tournament.
We were in the Elite Eight last year, like
2 years in a row.
Right. He had the program moving forward. He had a bad season, but I don't think that's on him. I think that's
the
team issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was other stuff that went on, which listen, no matter what school you go to now, you're going to have that problem because of the transfer portal and the NIL money, right? It creates a completely different thing.
Yeah.
So maybe you go to USC because there's more opportunity for the NIL. You get better players. It's a little easier, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. NIL money's got to be better at SC.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
I think Arkansas will be competitive contract-wise.
No, I mean, the
NIL money is definitely better at USC. For sure.
I don't think the contract money's any different.
Is Arkansas going to get Beard?
I don't know.
I think he said no. I think he pulled out, and I think the next choice pulled out, and there was somebody else next. I don't know who it was.
It's just a nosedive now.
No, I don't know that it is. I think Arkansas will always be Arkansas basketball, which will always be pretty good.
Maybe Van Horn can do double duty.
Van Horn seems to be doing okay.
He's rocking and rolling. If we can stay healthy in baseball, we have got a legit chance this year.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the top three starters and that freshman who's popping the ball out of the park on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So that I saw them this past week.
How was that?
Cold. Let me tell you that. Yeah. Was not expecting to be 38 up there. So did not pack accordingly.
Yeah, so you were there for a midweek game, so you didn't get to see the three starters.
No, I got to see fucking everybody. Like, it was Oprah out there. You get a pitch, or you get an inning, and you get an inning. I think the starter went 1 2/3, and then another one. I think there's had to be. So it was also learned that games can be called early for a mercy rule. So I think I saw, out of 7 innings, I think I saw 6 pitchers. So
that makes sense, though, in a midweek matchup with a small school.
Yeah, like, just get you warmed up, kind of stuff like that. And saw my first Grand Slam. That was nice.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a mercy rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the third, it was 9-0. So it was it was over.
It was a rough game.
It was over quick. Ended up being 13-0, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is the mercy rule? 11?
10 after 7.
10 after 7.
Yep.
Well, call out to the women's gymnastics program. I don't know if you saw this. Now, I've obviously have a connection to the women's gymnastics program, but they made nationals yesterday. So they are into the Elite Eight in Fort Worth next weekend. So
our football and our basketball team.
I know.
We'd be in pretty good shape.
That's
Arkansas.
Pretty badass.
Track is track
she's
coming
been
up.
There,
good
I
with
believe
that.
Jordan Weber has been there for 5 years, same as the Must Bus.
Yeah.
Into the Elite Eight.
That's who it is. His wife is on the gym with the gymnastics.
Oh, so she's an assistant coach?
Yeah.
Okay. He is, or she is, so the SEC in gymnastics is like the SEC in football.
Yeah, it's dominant.
It is dominant.
Yeah.
It is not, you know, we can make fun of the other conferences like we do in football.
Right.
and so, you know. So they had to change the rules so that the other conferences could play just like in football. So,
yeah.
So pretty excited about that. I texted my boss yesterday when I heard they made it, which is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Because out of our conference, it's Kentucky, it's Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, LSU. It's Alabama and Auburn. Auburn, SUNY Lee is at. I mean, you talk about, there's world-class gymnasts who are at these, like Olympic gold medalists who are at other programs.
Yeah.
So
it seems so surreal to be an Olympic gold medalist, a multiple winner.
And be
and you're in college, like playing against amateurs.
No, I mean, that's true. It's got to be true for track and field as well, right? Or
absolutely. The track and field program in Arkansas is world class.
I mean, so we're down there in Alabama, and they're saying, you know, so what? They were making fun of the football program, and my standard answer was, yeah, you should. And so, and they're saying, well, what? You guys have nothing. And I said, we have a better. Says, first of all, let's be careful with we. Yeah. They have a better baseball program than you do, period.
Yeah.
They have a better track and field program than you do, period. Like, gymnastics. On both sides. Well, can't really say
gymnastics
that.
Gymnastics is close.
But Alabama is one of the best programs in the country.
Yeah, it's close.
Right, it's close, very close. I said, you know, our archery.
Okay. You're digging now, but you can't say basketball.
Can't say basketball.
Can't say football.
Not this year, but usually basketball's better. This year, basketball is better.
Yeah.
They're competitive on the basketball front. But, I mean, when we talk baseball and track and field, I mean, Alabama's got softball, and it's got football, so it's 2-on-2, right? And so the rest are kind of interchangeable. Their women's soccer program is really good. Your women's soccer program's really good.
I think the Arkansas softball team is ranked like 11.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have a good
Alabama.
Alabama, I think's a little 20, higher than that.
Yeah, maybe 20. Right,
we're going to have to start breaking it down even like, what is the chess team?
In the past 4 years, though, they've been like in the top five. Alabama has been.
Yeah.
They have the stud pitcher. Softball, unlike baseball, because it's just one or two pitch. I mean, Oklahoma, they act like Oklahoma is the greatest program ever. And for the record, it has been recently. But it's been one or two pitchers every year that
absolutely.
Just softball is just a single pitcher on the mound makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's because there's not really
a reset time.
There's no small ball in softball. It's home runs.
Right. Well, it's also those girls can pitch a bunch.
That's what I'm saying. So if you get a pitcher that can get strikeouts or ground balls, like the other team cannot score.
Yes, but they can also throw a lot more pitches in
there. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, to me, it's two-handed with the pitcher because of if you get a good pitcher, they can't get hits, then they're not going to score.
Yeah.
No, and they can throw so much more, so one pitcher has much bigger impact.
Way more dominant.
Yeah. Yep.
Much more impact. Yep.
So, I mean, you could have the best hitter in all of softball against the best pitcher, and I think the pitcher has the upper hand in that.
I agree.
So,
although you'll see just like heat on heat, and then the heat will hit it hard, and you just go, okay, there you go.
The greatest softball accomplishment ever, though, was at Arkansas.
Okay.
The girl hit a solo homer, a two-run homer, a three-run homer, and a grand slam in the same game.
Yeah, home run cycle.
Did what was the Cardinal who hit four home runs? Did he do that or did against the Cincinnati Reds, or did he just hit four home runs?
I think they were saying this is the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, because he hit four home runs in a game and he drove in like 17 runs because he was like 6-for-6.
That's a stat line. RBI 12.
Yeah, right. That's crazy.
Because he was like, he went nuts.
Yeah.
Because then he like tripled or something and drove with the bases loaded and or maybe it was 12, but whatever it was like a lot of runs where you went, that's a lot of runs. That's a month of runs.
And then
he
and then he got selected randomly for a drug test.
Yeah. Well, you know who should have been tested randomly for a drug test is the Cincinnati pitchers because they sucked. Because he crushed all of them about 800 feet, and it was not really that he was hitting. Right. Might have been because they were all just grooved down the middle.
Yeah.
Might have had him in their fantasy pool.
So the UFL XFL thing just started this past week.
Yeah.
And I don't know what team he plays for, but there's a kid who hasn't kicked since high school, kicked a 65-yarder.
65-yarder, yeah, to win the game.
To win the
right?
game.
Yeah.
He go back to the locker. He got the randomized drug test kind of thing. But also, he's now being looked at by NFL teams.
Absolutely.
For that. And I'm like, holy shit,
they're going to drug test him?
I mean,
that seems like above and beyond. Yeah, that could be past the UFL drug test. Yeah.
Can you imagine not kicking for like 3 or 4 years, yeah, and then your first game back, you nail a 65-yarder? Like,
yeah, I didn't realize the backstory on that, but I saw the 65-yarder and I thought, is it like the NFL kicks, or is it like college kicks, or what is it?
I think the field goal posts are, I think they're NFL like diameter.
But how about the spotting? Is it spotting on the ground?
Yeah, it's normal. Like you got your place kicker or your punter.
Or does a stripper come out and hold for you?
Yeah, right between the butt cheeks and just, you know.
I haven't seen any of those games. I'm getting now hit twice for Birmingham tickets, now that I mentioned it to him, with my phone in reach, and Memphis tickets for the UFL. So both of them. You should get season tickets.
The Steamboats.
Because I said, the Steamboats and the, you said they were the Stallions? Or the Bulls?
What's Stallions is Birmingham.
Yeah. The Brahma Bulls are
Birmingham's
San
not far. That wasn't a bad drive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
So I've been told to quit bringing Edgar's orange rolls because they have coconut in them.
They have coconut in them, huh?
That's what Paula said.
I thought it was orange zest.
Could be orange zest. She didn't like them this time.
Okay.
But I also got some of the pecan. Oh,
so good.
Those are so good. She did not get to try those this time because I might have eaten both of those on the way back.
Oh, that's a messy ride.
It's a messy ride.
That's a messy ride home. Yeah.
Yeah.
But super good. Super like good. I'm when it comes to cinnamon roll, like I've always been a orange icing fan. So when he gave them, when he's
like, oh, these,
oh my God.
Like, oh, my last one went, I bought four and I ate three of them because I like them. I brought them all home so she could have all four of them and she wanted them. And after one, she said,
yeah,
I don't like them.
And I love them. They're super delicious. Okay.
Put that thing in my
I thought they
like
were orange
zest
too. I didn't call her on that because I wanted the other three.
It might be, but I think it's the zest.
I do too.
Zest and coconut can have the same texture. So
we were by the fancy Edgar's.
Yeah. That's the nice one.
That's a bougie motherfucking place. Yeah. I don't know that I'm comfortable there.
You got to go to like a little seedier.
The one you go south between Montgomery and Birmingham is a little more side of the road.
A little more your taste.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you can go to a high-end donut place here, or you can go to that, like...
Shipley's on the south side of town.
Yeah, the sketchy Shipley's where you know it's going to taste better.
So I had somebody saying, well, yeah, I moved to whatever, to Louisiana, and then they had this really good chain, Shipley's. And I said, you ever heard of Shipley's? I said, yeah, Shipley's is pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still blown away. I thought it was an Arkansas-only thing. Like,
nope.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was, I mean, Memphis maybe, and then, but down in Louisiana, and
yeah,
I don't know.
I thought it was a little
There's going to be about a mile and a half from my house, there's going to be a Krispy Kreme, so.
Oh, boy.
Walk through the house, and they've got drywall up. They hung cabinets this week. They did the errand this week.
Did the errand.
And they did the trim, and now they're going to paint next week.
Almost
looks
there.
Like the crossbar is 18 feet 6 inches in the UFL.
So what's the crossbar in the NFL? 18 feet negative 14 inches.
So that'd be
16 feet 9 inches, just for those of us who aren't math guys.
18 feet 6 inches.
Yeah,
wide.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. So that's what it was always weird. So like when Bryant plays at War Memorial, War Memorial has a narrower
goal. Talked about that in the championship game. There was a girl who kicked for PA, maybe?
I know there was one for North Little Rock.
That was it. And she was struggling in the championship game because it was closer. She kicked the ball just fine.
Yeah.
But she missed her first one, and then kickers are goalies. No offense. Who don't impact the game nearly as much as goalies, but they get inside their head, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I mean, I can see where you have just that muscle memory and
yeah,
you if you curve or fade.
That's bullshit in high school. You should not have to deal with like really tight goalposts.
So we had.
But you're a high school kid.
Yeah.
It's hard
enough. We went to the state championship my sophomore year, and our field goal kicker missed like four field goals, and then we just stopped kicking field goals.
Yeah.
And then missed like probably four field goals and two extra points, and they just quit trying. They just started running the ball. And then we lost that year. The next year, we went back and won, and he kicked like four field goals.
Made up for it.
Yeah. Multiple extra points, and end up winning the MVP. And the state MVP.
Where'd you go to school?
Charleston.
It's like, okay. It's like the movie about with Sean Payton in it. Did you guys see the Sean Payton movie?
Oh, the one with Kevin James.
The one about Sean Payton.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Who did I watch that stupid ass movie
with? It wasn't me.
I'm honestly surprised you watched a movie.
Yeah.
I was made to watch it. And where did I watch it?
I feel like that would be Paula.
No.
Might have been up here, like on Netflix or something.
Maybe.
It was on one of the streaming services.
It's on Netflix. It's fucking Happy Madison produced. It's all the Adam Sandler usual friends.
Characters. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know that I watched it.
I don't like Kevin James. I don't think he's funny. So I don't watch.
You're wrong about that, but
he falls fatly all the time. It's like, eh.
Paul Blart was hilarious.
Oh my god!
So I haven't seen Paul Blart, so I have no idea. He does not fall funny in any of these movies. He's actually subtly funny, and
yeah, it's a more serious role
comedy
for him. Yeah.
Do they talk about how why he was coaching high school?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was headhunting.
Oh yeah, players? Without question. Okay. Oh, without, they don't shy away from any of that.
Yeah.
They don't shy away from any of that.
Man, I don't picture, when I picture Sean Payton.
Oh, no.
I don't picture Kevin James.
No.
Like,
well, he lost a fair amount of weight.
He did.
Before he did that role.
But so he still looks too like big. Him. He looks too big and, to be honest with you, too tall.
Too Sean tall?
Payton's 3 feet tall.
No, yeah. He's not
he was
that
the quarterback
short
for the Chicago Bears, I remember.
Yeah, Payton's a little smaller, I feel like.
But he looked too tall in the movie to me. But he looks big as well.
Interesting.
But not much.
See, I don't think Kevin James
is that tall. He did an okay job. It was not totally unbelievable as Sean Payton.
Yeah.
But it was terrible. But it was fine. But it was another 2 hours I will not get back in my life that I could have cured cancer.
A couple Razzie winners, maybe.
No, it was not nearly that bad. It was a decent comedy. Had his ex-wife in it. It was about his ex-wife and his son, and it was a touching thing. It's a family drama. A lot of weeping, open weeping.
It was a Frama.
You love those sort of things.
No, I like rom-coms.
Well, you know, his ex-wife hooked up with like this weird dude, hippie dude. That part's rom-com. Trying to think who it was. It was somebody really, somebody who really made me feel uncomfortable.
So I opened up the show calling you champion.
Yeah, let's hear the story.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
So here's the thing. To peek behind the curtain, Mo and I recorded yesterday. In the middle of recording, I just happened to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I saw that you were the thing, and I even said like, "Oh shit!" Like I think
recording come out before this or after?
It will become. So timeline, that one will come out tomorrow, but in this it'll be a week ago.
It will come out
before
the solar eclipse. This one will come out, although it's recorded before.
Yes,
so
it may never come out.
So here's the thing: we talk about the solar eclipse yesterday, which will be last week, about tomorrow, which will be a week ago today. Yes.
So if the show makes it out, we did not plunge into the sun from the solar eclipse, which I've heard.
So while we're recording, I saw that. I was like, oh shit, Steve won the golf tournament.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you talk about it before on the show? I was like, no, like we just talked about it, like what he was doing. So I was like, well, we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. So
yeah. So I play.
So let's hear the whole story. On one, did you driver?
So I play on a flighted amateur based on your handicap tournament. around the state of Arkansas.
But you're all even in the B flight. There's no strokes given within the B.
No, there's no strokes. So it's from your handicap from 9 to 13.9 is the range. And so everybody has to have a handicap inside of that range to play in the B flight. And so I started, David and I both play in it, who's a friend of ours. I started off par, par, birdie, birdie, and then ran off five pars in a row. So I'm two under through like eight, nine holes, 12, nine. 11
it's
holes.
Nine. It's nine holes, but then two more pars, so seven pars in a row.
Well, I took a bogey somewhere in there. So anyways, I made it through 12 holes at one under par. Nice. So I'm playing really, really well and really above my ability, honestly. No idea how it happened, but, yeah. You know.
Sam Egger.
And then my normal game comes back, and I take a double on nine and a couple of bogeys. It was a bogeys. Shotgun start
before everybody starts telling us nine does comes before 12.
Yeah, yeah. We have a live scoreboard where, like, I can kind of watch and see where everybody's at, and I know where I'm at. And
you have a hobbit follow you around with a little pole.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I'm starting to go the other way. I'm starting to make bogeys. I had the double on nine, but I'm still in a good position. Like, I'm doing okay. And then we get to the last hole, which for us was number 14 on that course. And, I mean, I shanked my drive so far right. It was not even close to where it was supposed to go. Yeah. And the guy I'm playing with is three strokes behind me. And there's another guy two strokes behind me. Three strokes, and he's four strokes behind me. And so, like, it's starting to get a little closer, you know, and he hits one right down the middle. I shank mine into the woods. Luckily, I find it. I punch out. So I end up making double. So I ended at seven over, shooting 79. He birdies and shoots 80. So I beat him by one.
Okay, so you got to wait for the other guy's score to
play. So then we got to wait for the other guys to finish up. They're a couple holes behind. We got done. They still had two to play.
They didn't get penalized for so fucking paying to play?
They should have. It was so slow. So slow. But we only had three in my group. The rest of them had four. So we were playing a little quicker. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I ended up winning by one stroke.
Just the guy you beat, so the other guy who was two back didn't make a charge.
No, he fell back, and David came in dead last. So if he listens, nanana boo boo.
What did he shoot?
I don't want. Yeah,
108.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay. 107.
But your group whooped ass.
Yeah, so I finished first. That guy finished second, and the third guy, my group, finished third. So we went 1, 2, 3.
So you all cheated?
Yeah, we all cheated.
You know the other groups are mumbling that.
Yeah. It was a legit score. We play, like, ball and hole. It was a little wet, so we did play lift, clean, and place. But everybody played that. It wasn't just our group. So that was a tournament rule, not our right. group. So, but, I mean, we play ball and hole. Like, you have to make the putt. Like, it's there's no gimmies. So
tournament.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no other way to play that unless you play inside the grip, I suppose. And then you get the Rodney Dangerfield
8-foot putter. 9-foot putter, yeah.
but yeah, I mean, there's no other play to play tournament.
Yeah, so I won my flight, and then I won two skins. So I came home with a couple $100 and a trophy. So
congratulations.
Pretty nice little tournament to win.
Well, well done, sir.
First one I played since 2014. So
nice.
I was happy with it.
So what Lego set are you buying?
I used it to register for the next tournament.
How much is the registration?
So that one, I think, cost me $130 or $150. The next one's a two-day event, so it's like $230, I think, for that one. So a little more expensive.
Do the top flights get paid more?
What do you mean?
You made $200.
I made $250 for winning and then $66, I think, for...
Okay. So you made $300.
Yeah, a little over $300.
Because you win it, you should, like, double your money.
Yeah.
Because I was just wondering how it got spread.
Yeah, yeah.
All the B money should stay in B. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it paid, like, winner was $250, second was $150, third was $100, and fourth was $50.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
How many people are there in the B flight? Four?
18.
So you're playing with Champion and A and other groups as well?
No, they play in their own groups.
So what I'm saying is, why did y'all? So you started at 15, and there's four. And there's only what, six groups then that teed off?
No, like, yeah, they're all playing at the same time.
No, there's a Champion flight. There's an A flight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, there's got to be a D flight too.
Probably. Yeah, there's five flights: Champ, A, B, C, and D.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was like, damn, only 18. That's not.
But the weird part about it is,
everybody has to wear a dress.
There's a chance I get kicked to the A flight
because you won.
Because of the score. I shot 79. And I think he told me,
that's a good score, by the way.
I think he told me the handicap for RTs was like 70.9. So that should put me at a little over a nine handicap, right?
Yes.
So that should keep me.
Should put you at an 8.1, right?
Shooting a 79.
Yes. And the
course was playing at
70.9.
Yeah, that's a.
You get handicapped off of one fucking round? There's no
skills. I don't know. So that's what they were
debating.
Yeah, because there's a committee that does that.
That's brutal.
It gets plugged into the system, and then the committee.
Hog goes makes to the D flight.
Yeah, he should.
Well, no, but if you move up, everybody's got to get reshuffled.
Yeah,
it's just not. Listen, so I've played in tournaments where they do that, but there's always got to be some rolling effect. And usually nobody gets reseeded until like three tournament rounds. Because like you shoot 79, you're up. Does that, now you shoot 85, you move back down? Because now we have two rounds. I mean, are we reseeding all the time?
So it used
or is
to
it
be...
just a one round reseeding? And it's like, fuck you, I'm done.
So what the handicap is 70.9?
Yeah, and I shot 79.
That's an 8.1.
Yeah.
I might get bumped to A flight. I'm not happy about that. When I played with them originally, it took three rounds before they would adjust.
Yeah, because otherwise you shoot lights out and then.
Yeah.
I mean, 79 is a really good round, but you could have shot 74 if you hadn't fucking stepped on your dick.
Yeah.
And then 74 and suddenly you're in a championship flight and then like, no, thank you. I don't want to.
I wouldn't go back.
I'm not going back.
Like I'd be done.
Right. And they would have a bunch of people doing that.
Yeah.
And then what you would do is, and especially if you were going to stay there,
right?
The rest of the year is I would do what David did.
Yeah.
He didn't do it on purpose. He just had a bad day.
Right. Shoot 94 so I could go back to.
Right. You weren't supposed to say his number. Drop loud.
I didn't say that was his number. I'm just saying that's what I would have done.
But yeah.
You got caught in the cookie jar.
Yes. But then, yeah, and then you're winning free money.
Right.
Well, I mean, so we used to play there are several different ways. The handicap tournaments I like but usually you have to register USGA handicap, but that's so hard to do anymore because of all the fucking requirements. USGA has priced themselves out of the market there. But that aside, the first day flights you and the second day you play.
Yeah.
And we used to play in this tournament in Southern Illinois that did that. And then those guys would try to game that. And you just go. And it was just like the second day you wanted to brain somebody with the sandwich because you go, it would be like 96-74. So what then they did was you could only improve five strokes from your round the day before.
Yeah.
And guys would just get pissed off and then you get bumped. And then, so guys would go 96-74 and then they would get bumped. Well, the problem is at some point that 96 fucks you.
Yeah.
And so you're just going like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Did you finish last in the A flight?
Yeah.
I guess you did. Right. And so it behooves you to shoot a great number both days, which is what should happen. Right. And so as somebody who used to back in the day shoot pretty consistent numbers, the second day was a miracle because I was always so fucking hungover. But, you know, you shoot 78, 81, you would do well because you were in the right spot. You needed to get in the right spot. And those guys who played games, I'd actually play better the second day. I should drink more. I would shoot like 78 and then I'd shoot like 74 and then
it's like that scene from Tin Cup where he makes him get drunk the night before the tournament and passes out on the floor.
I'm like Johnny Flytrap from WKRP Cincinnati. And he's getting faster.
So did you have to walk or did you drive? Okay.
You take a car.
It's an old man tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there car girls?
That course didn't have any.
So I'm assuming you play this differently.
That's a missed opportunity.
You play it differently than like whenever you and I play. Like, no music, like you're locked in kind of thing. Not,
well, you have none of your friends.
I mean,
they were playing Christian.
I'm social. Christian. Like, I still talk.
Oh, fuck Christian.
I talk.
Gospel on the mountain.
But I don't, like, I'm not going to talk shit to the guys I'm playing with, right?
So,
like,
you see that Walmart out there, motherfucker? Yeah, yeah.
Like, you smoke cigar or...
I didn't, just because you just don't know who you're playing with.
If he went the David Hogway, he would have been smoking on.
Definitely started smoking cigars about five holes in.
Usually, those tournaments, when you start playing bad, it involves, where's the fucking cart girl?
Yeah, where's the beer?
A big line on the scorecard, and I'm smoking a cigar. Like something.
So,
a big line off the scorecard? Is that what you said?
A line, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Oh, while we're recording, the big line on the scorecard. You probably don't know that. When you're playing bad, you draw a line in the scorecard and say, I'm done. That stuff is in the past. It's a way of, like, getting that out of your head. So it's a classic mind trick.
So David... So
it's a Jedi mind trick, motherfucker.
Yeah. David started a hole behind me, but there was two groups on my tee box, so he was technically two groups behind me.
So he tripled the first hole because you said it was the hardest hole in the course.
No, so they changed the tee assignment. I actually started on one of the hardest holes on the entire golf course.
Whiny and bitch.
I parred it. I was pretty happy with it. So, but I was watching the score, like, when we got to 18 tee, I was watching the scorecard, and he was playing halfway decent for the first few holes. And then when he got to 18, he hit three in the water. And so they play a triple bogey max just to speed it up. So
right, because I've seen David Hogg play golf. He would have stood on that fucking tee all day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can clear this fucking pond. I don't know what the problem is with your the way this screen is reading,
just stick
but
his
I
hand
can
out.
Clear this pond.
Give me another ball of my six that I have.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the funny story. He didn't realize he only had seven golf balls in his golf bag.
Oh.
And on 18, he puts three in the pond. So he's got four golf balls left for the rest of the day.
Did he realize that at that point?
He realized it right before we left the
pro
shop.
Oh, so he knew before he parked the third one in?
Yes.
So there's no safety in his game, or it was just chili dipped a sandwich?
So
at
they
some
have
point?
The one ball rule. So if you start with a Pro V1 or a TP5, you have to play that same ball the whole round.
Right.
And so he had seven golf balls in his bag. And
they were all Pro V1s.
And they were all TP5X, I think.
Right. Well, so he had more balls, but they didn't have those.
The pro shop did not sell them because he was going to go in and buy some more just in case. Just in case he had a bad day. Put three in the pond on 18. Finished the last two holes with his last golf ball.
How did he lose three more or five, two more?
I don't know.
Wow.
He said every par three, he either hit it out of bounds or in the pond. Every par three he played.
So 18 was a par three?
No, it was a par five. So that's where the other, how many was it? What did I say? He had seven? So that's where the other three went. We're on the par threes.
Wow.
So he lost those 71. Fairly early because he started at 14.
Yeah, he started on number 14.
So his butthole was clenched the whole
round. The whole round, yeah. Yeah, he's five holes in, and he's got four golf balls left. Like, that was a tough one. So, he texted me
so
at some
point. So how many
point.
Times, I mean, just conceptually, and Aaron, you can answer last, but because, like, this answer will be different for you. But how many times do you play a round of golf with one or two golf balls where you take the one out of play because... You flushed. Do you have square grooves?
Or no, did you buy? We're not allowed to.
Okay, because I don't either, but I used to, and you could chew up golf balls pretty quick at that. But how many times do you play a round with one round? Now you understand, with one golf ball.
So I actually can't answer, fucker. Because we played before, and I used one ball in the first nine holes.
How many times? I do regularly. Just regularly.
I did set yesterday. I played one golf ball all day. I didn't lose it one time.
Right. I mean, I would say half the rounds I use one golf ball.
Probably.
Now, obviously, David didn't on Saturday.
Yesterday. I mean, when you shoot in the 90s, you're probably losing a couple golf balls.
Like. I've shot in the 90s a bunch recently, and I still usually only use one golf ball.
My average is usually one sleeve.
One sleeve's not bad, Aaron. I'm not criticizing.
No, I mean nine holes.
Yeah. One box. I mean,
that's bad. One. So, but... And I'm just asking because comparable golfers, right? And because you losing a golf ball or hitting it in the pond or something,
yeah,
it's a little more frequent than us.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so, and that's why, I mean, a sleeve of golf balls for 18 holes is actually not bad.
No,
right? I'm
for nine holes. It's that's what the fuck are you doing?
I usually, dude? honestly, like now I'm getting better.
I would think two balls a nine.
I'm probably using, depending on what I do.
Depends
on
how low they.
Depending say. On what I do on five. Is it five or
five? The hole that hates you?
Five.
Depending on what I do on five, that's really the only one I really hit into the water.
Like I'll changing use, the words I'll, of the spiral.
I'll lose like, I'll use like five or six. Lose five or six.
Okay.
So.
You're a new golfer, so that's why the question really isn't the same as the question, right? Because I'm asking about David Hogg.
Yeah.
That's a high number of golf balls for a, David Hogg's a good stick. Yeah. He's a good stick. That's a lot of golf balls to lose in a tournament where you're trying to score well. Listen, if you're fucking around, it's a different thing.
Right.
Cause like you hit the ball, like where the alligator is and you go, you got it. Like that's yours. Yeah. I don't want to go get it. That's different. But if you're in a tournament, you got to chase all those fuckers down cause they cost you strokes.
Yeah.
And it's in a serious tournament round. It's, if you're playing well, it's extremely unusual to lose a ball.
The problem with that course is there's a lot of water.
Yeah. That's an easy way to lose a ball.
And yeah, you can't go get them.
And like when you and I, the one time I guess we played, like there was a bunch of times we said to you, hit another one. Like you hit it somewhere that was unpleasant for us to go find it.
Yeah.
But if you were in a tournament and you hit it somewhere unpleasant, we'd go, Aaron, your ball is that direction.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, in the fall, I seem to lose more in the fall because like there's all those leaves.
I wonder why that would be.
And I just can't fucking find it. And like I know it's over here. I know it's in play. I just can't fucking find this.
So thing. My Karen moment is a 30-some. Was we played a course with a lot of trees and it was in the fall. And they did not pick up the leaves. They did not mow the leaves before the tournament. And it was a 7-hour round. And I went ballistic.
Yeah.
Because the starter guy came around and said, so it's playing slow today. And I said, flat out, the reason it's playing slow today is you've not touched these leaves and they're not only in the rough, they're in several of the fairways.
Yeah.
We spent 5 minutes looking for a ball that was center fucking cut of the fairway on the last hole. Almost had to declare a lost ball in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
And they go, well, they really, you know, and I said, listen, there's no excuse for that. You move along, like move along. There's no other thing. And it was my Karen moment because I bitched up a storm.
Unless it's like really windy and they're blowing back onto the golf course, there's not much you can do about that.
Some leaves are fine.
Right.
But they had not touched them in,
that's
my guess, is a week.
Yeah.
Could have been two. But I mean, because they were deep in the rough.
Yeah.
Like if there were some that had fallen out of the tree and there were spots where they were heavy, I get it. Like, and if you hit it in the rough, like especially by the trees, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Don't hit it there.
Right.
But they were in the fairway and they were deep
in
spots. And so it was my care moment. I want to see the fucking manager.
Well, the new rule, you only get 2 minutes to look for a lost ball now.
That's brutal. But then you can drop there and it's a stroke.
It depends on the
tournament.
It depends on the markings. Lost ball.
Do you have to go back? Because that could be brutal.
If it's
near a hazard?
If it's red, you can, red or yellow, you can drop there.
But what if about it's in the middle, it's in the rough and there's no hazard anywhere near it? Or it's in the fairway, God forbid.
You either go back to the tee or it's two strokes.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's why I'm never playing another tournament again. I so enjoyed tournament golf when I was younger.
You hit a provisional. That's the smart thing to do.
Sure. When you're in the fairway?
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard.
That's tough.
End up, I'm going to hit seven. I enjoyed tournament golf till the end of my high school career. And then played a little as an adult and then realized that I didn't like any of the fuckers I was playing with. Because they're a serious group.
Hey, did you like the guys you played with?
Yeah. Both really fun.
Like, would you play with them? Like, on a fun
Absolutely.
Trip outing?
They weren't, like, overly tournament-y?
No, and I've played with some of those guys like that, but yeah, these guys were great.
You won't play with any of the guys I played with because they're all dead. No, I'm joking. As far as you can prove.
Yeah, that's right.
Mark did it.
So I had a guy one time tried to call borrowed equipment because I picked up a broken tee and used it on a par three. Tried to call a borrowed equipment penalty on me.
So that means that if your tee hits your club, that's like you hitting your bag and a two-stroke penalty?
I don't know. That's the only time I've ever had someone try to call
Okay, here's the thing. Was he right but a douche move, or was he wrong and still a douche move?
No, it's not right.
No, from what I understand, that is not borrowed equipment. Because you're not borrowing that from somebody. It's a piece of wood.
Like equipment is supposed to be
so you can't borrow it from me, but if you find it on the ground...
Tees are not equipment. You can borrow a tee. Okay. Can't borrow a ball. Okay. Can't borrow a club.
Okay. Right.
Can't borrow a head cover. Can't borrow a range. Can't borrow panties.
Can't borrow a head cover?
They're making up shit now. Jesus Christ. Club, ball. Club, ball. Ball, club. Okay. That's the list.
Let me use your towel. No, fuck you.
Towel's fine. Jeez. Towel's fine. Now, my wet towel, you just can't use it because I said no. Actually, Clint gave me one of those little, you seen those like little rubber things with the wet inside of it, and you can want those things are bad.
My dad gave me one of those. It's like a dollar. Like clip it on your bag.
The ball washer thing.
I have a brush that you pour water in the handle, then you press a button and it squirts water out, and scrub your club. Yeah, it's really nice. Cool. So, but it's made me lazy. I don't wash my clubs very often because I just hit the grooves with the brush and move on.
Right.
Yeah. So it's Masters Week.
Yes.
You guys excited for that? I know neither of you are probably going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Oh, wait.
Aaron's excited. You should start with Aaron. I'll watch it. We'll make up for the earlier comment where I didn't start with Aaron. You should start with Aaron.
I think Saturday's better than Sunday. That's just me. But
Saturday's better than Sunday?
Yeah, I think playing for the cut on Saturday is better than Sunday.
Friday.
So. Don't they have a double cut at the Masters?
No.
Okay.
Cut's Friday.
So they don't play Saturdays?
They don't play on Saturday. They don't cut on Saturday.
No, what I'm saying, so...
Moving day is Saturday.
Yeah.
It's like when you pack all of your shit up and you have to go to another town.
So maybe Friday.
Friday is
the cut.
When do they start? Thursdays?
Thursday, Friday, cut. Saturday is moving day. Sunday is championship.
What's moving day?
Moving day is when everybody determines where are you going to be in the middle of the pack or are you going to be in
I called it wrong. So Saturday I like better. Not cut day.
Like moving day because there's a lot of excitement on moving day. Like people make big runs and somebody collapses.
Do you like that better than the cut day?
I like that better than cut day and I like that better than championship than Sunday.
Fewer players on championship
day. I'm fairly new into actually sitting down and watching this stuff 2 years, maybe. And just from the 2 years, I like the excitement of, I know I have to beat blah, blah, blah on Saturday to get a better seating for Sunday kind of thing.
Saturday, there's more players involved because there's a lot of people trying to jockey for position. And if I can move up three shots, I'm in within shouting distance on Sunday.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, you can't be within shouting distance on Monday.
Yeah, you know come Sunday if you're dead last. Well, you're playing for money. You're not playing for that.
Augusta's a little different, though, because the back nine of Augusta, there has been some epic blowups on the back nine on Sunday.
Yeah, with Spieth, 6 years ago or so?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're thinking Greg Norman, but...
We aren't because...
You don't remember that he dropped like 8 shots in 10 holes?
No.
Yeah.
See the one that wears that hat?
With the...
The shark?
The shark, yeah.
He's the...
Are you surprised I knew that name?
Yeah. Great shark. He's a great golfer, but he did blow up on that back nine.
Yeah. Sunday at Augusta is just as exciting because of that.
Sunday is a great day to not watch any golf.
I'll be watching it.
Get some pimento and cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pimento or is it Reuben?
Pimento cheese, egg salad. No, I didn't, unfortunately.
And you've been to a regular round?
No, it was a practice round. Yeah.
So when did they start practice? Tuesday?
People were showing up today hitting the range.
So I was actually thinking, because with the eclipse.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday's the par three and a practice round. Monday and Tuesday's practice round as yeah, well, I think.
Absolutely.
So with the eclipse happening tomorrow, it's going to be pretty cool, like, on the golf course. Like, it's going to be dark, like, getting dark. So what does that do for people playing tomorrow?
2 or 3 minutes of ability to make out.
No, but you got to think, like, it's going to start getting dark at 11:30 all the way up until, because it's an hour and a half before.
In Georgia?
No, here. I'm talking about for, I'm
12:30.
Oh, I don't think it'll impact there. They got to be like a 20% totality.
Yeah, I'm talking about hurricane. Like hurricane.
So 12:30.
It's going to start. Yeah, so it's an hour and a half. We talked about the other night. It's an hour and a half before, an hour and a half after from pure daylight.
So when does everybody leave town? That's what I want to know.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Monday night, Tuesday morning. Yeah.
But it's gonna be interesting. Like that's gonna slow down. I wonder if they stop taking tee times because they know.
I wonder if they close the course on Monday
at like 1:15. It's gonna be.
I wonder if they close
like
the
twilight,
course.
Pretty much or dark.
Because you wouldn't want people out there during that, would you?
Yeah, I mean it's not gonna be like pitch black. Yeah. I mean,
it's but gonna, they can't. It's gonna get pitch black.
They can't. No, it's not gonna get that dark. It's gonna be like dusk.
At totality, it is full black.
No, it is not.
Yes.
No, it's not. You're
still not going to suck me into going outside while it's happening.
No, full totality is dark.
No, it's not.
You're wrong.
It's not going to be total darkness. It's not going to look like it is out right now. It's not going to be that dark.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't. Unless it's cloudy. If it's cloudy, it will be.
It's going to look like that way.
How dark...
It's going to look that dark.
I'm telling you, it's going to look like a heavy dusk. It's not going to be dark.
Okay, hold on. How dark will it get during the eclipse and why?
Boy, this is exciting audio
here. I know, yeah. Just,
well, it's a fucking three-page.
I feel like...
How profoundly dark will it get within the path of the totality?
But it's also only like 6 minutes.
Anyone who witnessed the last total solar eclipse in the U.S. in August 21st, 2017, will remember it didn't get as dark as perhaps expected. The sky became beautiful but shallow twilight, much like Pattinson from Twilight.
Pattinson?
But nothing more. The sky will become dark as it was dawn or dusk. But according to NASA...
Why are you saying all these names weird? What is? Are you having a stroke?
I am.
NASA.
Astrophysics and eclipse expert of the author... Blah, 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 blah.
Did you just yada yada a name?
Yada yada.
I did. I'm trying to get to the name.
Either way, it's going to be dark enough where you can't fucking play for a while.
It's going to be like dusk or dawn.
6 minutes.
Turn around every now and then. Let alone.
It's gonna be dusk for 6 minutes.
I love dusk.
It will delay play
but not
for
enough to stop my meeting.
Maybe 15 minutes.
You need, fucking boomer, just take a couple minutes and watch the thing because you're going to be dead for the next one.
Yeah, that'll be great because then I won't have to hear about all this fucking nonsense.
I mean.
I'm like looking forward to that.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, really?
No, really, yeah. You should.
Really? No, I know that I'll be dead for the next one. Well, actually, it happened in 2001. This one's 23 years. Yeah, probably.
You're saying the next one's not for like 40 years.
The next the next one's
awesome.
Next one's 45.
So for the record,
2045.
So you'll be dead as well.
21 years. Yeah.
21 years? I could be around for
that. Yeah, you could be around for that.
I'll still be just as grumpy.
Just? I would say you're probably leaning more.
Listen, I'm fairly calm.
I'll be older than you.
I just want to point out, I was right in that last debate, and it's only going to delay golf for about 15 minutes.
I still think they're closing the course because they're selling people sitting in chairs to watch the eclipse.
So they've already started kicking people out of Goodwill parking lot by us. They're like campers, like, nope, got to get out. The church down by us, they have a board. Yeah.
I didn't think about that because Paula was. I went through and tried on all my fat suits, and so I've got seriously got it. I got like 10 suits to take to Goodwill. tomorrow's just a terrible day to do that.
Don't leave the house tomorrow.
Yeah. It's,
like
she's not going to like that answer, just for the record.
I've got an install in Little Rock I've got to do, but we delivered Friday because we knew like it's going to be fucking madhouse.
Because I'm going into the office on Tuesday and Wednesday because I got stuff to take care of. So.
Yeah. Monday's not going to be a good day for it.
No.
Got to fire everybody.
I'm going to take my lunch. Just do that.
I'm going to do what I do every other workday that I'm working from at home, which is I'm going to sit in my garage from about 7 in the morning.
You're such about a six bitter old fool. Like you even sit and watch something cool.
I'm not an astronomy guy. I understand that if you're astronomy people, you might appreciate it. I'm not. It just doesn't appeal to me. And to be honest with you, the media has made so much of this that if there was ever a flicker of interest in me, they beat it clean the fuck out of me.
That's on you though.
No, that's on them.
quit watching the news.
Well, to be honest with you, if I wasn't in the totality, I wouldn't have heard about any of this and I wouldn't have cared. But the fact is we live in the totality. So yeah. I'm forced to hear about it on Facebook from 5,000 people. Like D is posting timelines. And I almost posted on hers. I have a rule not to post on Facebook.
Yeah.
But unless it's like a cigar shop that I go to or some super compelling reason. I almost posted on it. She's like 153 this and one whatever. And I almost posted, tell me when the fuck everyone leaves.
Why are you yucking people's yum?
I'm not.
You literally just did.
Get out of town. Because they're like making it hard to go to Walmart.
Yeah. Fuck Walmart.
Why are you yucking everybody's yum?
Because Walmart can suck my dick.
Why are you yucking everybody's yum?
Damn.
He agrees with me.
I see both sides. I'm impartial here.
About Walmart?
I'm Switzerland. I agree with you. That's Walmart. What I'm saying. Yeah. I'm talking about the eclipse here.
You didn't like a pay raise. No,
and it'll be cool to see.
I just have no interest. I know what it looks like. I've seen pictures. And seeing it live isn't one of my things.
See, I think it's kind of cool to see it, but it's not going to...
Never been into astronomy stuff.
It's not going to bother me.
I don't think you have to be in astronomy to... Because it's not... I don't know.
So you realize there's 400 people gathering in a football field to get married during the eclipse.
And I think that's cool.
Cool.
I think that's dumb.
It's like people who got married on 111 or 222 or whatever.
Also stupid.
Like it is 777. Yeah. Like,
I agree.
Also six, stupid. Six, six,
there you go. Also stupid. But they can do whatever they want. I want my life to return to normal after all these people are here. Yeah. I'm not benefiting from it. It's inconveniencing me and I'd like them to leave town when they're done. Have fun. I'm not going to participate.
I would really be surprised if it isn't inconveniencing though. Is it though?
It is if he has stuff to do tomorrow, because there's going to be people everywhere.
You're going to be working tomorrow though, right?
From home? I'm going to work from my garage.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm working from home tomorrow. So I'm going to be in my garage where I can probably tell that it's dark because I have windows in my garage with covers over them, but I imagine I will
be windows in your garage?
It's dusk.
Yeah.
I know you had windows. Where?
But I'll be able to tell.
Not dark.
Like on the side.
It's dusk.
Fair enough. You did win that argument. On the side closest to the front door, there's two windows.
I know that.
They have covers over them, like so that people can't see me when I work naked.
Nice.
You asked.
Well,
it's your garage. Do what you want.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You do your garage. Hang that swing.
But I mean, there's people taking off from work. There's been incredibly wild conspiracy theories about this.
Yeah,
There's fucking conspiracy. People are asking fucking people for the governors to stop it. Like,
how are they going to stop it?
Exactly. They're fucking idiots. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Stop what?
The eclipse. Like, I forget what governor, the governor of Missouri, I don't know his name, but like, he's had consensuous ask, like, can you stop the eclipse from like happening? Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, so, that's pretty outlandish.
So I was actually talking to my family today, my dad and stepmother and brother-in-law and sister, and I talked to my mom today. So it was the full family day, and my brother-in-law says he's going to go out and take a picture of it, and I said, by the way, I think there's something about your phone and taking pictures you probably want to be aware of, and then I saw somebody say, yeah, that was true. Like you don't want to take a picture of the partial eclipse. Don't take advice from me. Not
so it can it can
damage your phone.
It can damage the screen. So at full totality, you can take the glasses off and see totality. Take the pictures then. Like even the glasses that I got, it showed since last one has been X amount of years and a full for Arkansas. It's been I don't know how long, but they like the glasses can fold and it says you can like place it over your camera and it'll work fine. But yeah, it's the same way with like don't look directly at it. It can like burn your cornea and stuff like that. It can do the same thing with lenses. So like I went to space camp so many fucking times as a kid. So you can actually look at telescope, use a telescope to look at the sun. You just have to have the proper lens in there to do whatever. So it's the same thing with phones. Phones don't come standard with that certain telescopes.
Every 21 years you figure your phone's not gonna that. Plus, it could sell you another phone.
Well, the world's going to end anyway, so.
Right. I've heard that. I've heard people say that the cell networks are going to break, right? And there's some of that that could be started by, that could be heavily loaded. Like in our neck of the woods.
It will probably be heavily loaded. Birds and animals are going to freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's true.
It's going to happen. But like imagine like
the power grid is going to go down. I heard that one and I go, why is the power grid going to go down? Are we going to pee on electric lines? What's the problem?
But imagine 300 years ago and this happens and you don't know anything about it. And that happens, like people are probably thinking like, oh shit.
Like, world's ending.
The world is ending.
Yeah. But we're not 300 years ago.
No, but people still think like the world is fucking ending. That's what the stupidity is still here. Like,
and you know what? Yeah, they're all standing in a cornfield getting married.
Yeah.
Oh, is it people cornfield now?
The world's ending for all kinds of random stuff, though. Like,
good. Fucking take us out.
My whole thing is if it ends, it ends. Like, you have no control.
Eventually,
over it, so why freak out?
Eventually, Sol is going to supernova and we're not going to be here anymore. So, I don't.
There you go.
It is what it is.
Boy, he's chipper tonight.
Yeah, he's, man.
You need a hug, bud?
No.
Did you get a nap today?
Did I? No.
That might be the problem.
I worked all day. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't like naps.
I love a good nap.
I always feel groggy after a nap.
Do you take too long or too short of a
nap? No, I just don't like, so here's the thing.
You gotta find the sweet spot.
I don't sleep a lot as it is. I just don't like naps. So, I'll lay down, but, smoked a few cigars, went to Trader Joe's, got some new stuff. Mm-hmm.
I went to the Trader Joe's for the first time, first and last time, in Little Rock about a month ago.
Bitter, man. First, got to throw that first. What was so deviantly wrong about Trader Joe's?
No, it was nice. I've been to other Trader Joe's. It's not that I don't like Trader Joe's. It's not a grocery store that you shop for your groceries at. You go and pick a few items out, and then you can get some really good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can, but it's going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah, you're gonna be eating... weird stuff.
You can eat. I mean, if you're eating whole food, you can shop at a store like that. If you cook everything, because they have all the meats, they have all the veg, they have
limited
stuff like
meats.
That.
They have good vegetables.
As big of a selection as like Walmart.
Kroger. No, they don't have as big a selection, but it can be.
Yeah, or Whole Foods.
But they're known for their.
Yeah, but no, if you're going to buy specific items, you can get some really
like
nice
their
stuff.
Orange chicken is like phenomenal.
I don't hate Trader Joe's. I'm just saying that'll be the last time I go there because like I went there once in 5 years. I don't feel an urge to go back really quickly.
And you're not a wine guy.
I'm not a wine guy.
So the Charles Shaw, like,
yeah, I'm not.
It's good wine. It's good wine. So we're looking at
they had good beer. They had a pretty eclectic beer collection.
So Mo was like, she's like, oh, I really like the cider, and she went to grab it. I was like, baby, you can't. You can't buy that. And like the look on her is like, bull fuck. I'm like, no, it's Sunday. You literally cannot buy that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Their veggies are actually better than the Whole Foods veggies.
What I don't like about Trader Joe's. Whole Foods
veggies are terrible.
Is the bag that they use. Like it's that weird
crinkly
it's like the weird biodegradable plastic where it doesn't feel like a plastic bag, but it is a plastic bag, but it feels I don't know.
Like it could discolorate.
You talk about the stuff they put your groceries
in? No. Like the plastic, like the kind you get in the roll to like put your apples in or shit like that.
Oh, okay.
It's that weird like biofilm stuff. It just has it's like slick almost. Like
saving the planet, dude.
It's too slick.
One fruit bag at a time. Yeah. They're saving the planet, but I don't mind that.
One shitty bag at a time.
They have good ginger beer there too.
Oh, they do have good ginger. They have the
Bundesberg.
Bundesberg, yeah.
Yeah, they have that. And they have interesting stuff there, which I like. No, I don't have a problem with that. And I just don't like Whole Foods.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Whole Foods.
I think it's just Walmart repackaged and if tripled in price.
You and I are probably the same. If I could all the time, Fresh Market.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I like Fresh Market.
I like that store a lot. It's not a complete grocery store, and like Walmart is. Like, you're not going to get the Captain Crunch.
No.
But for nice stuff, when you're going in there to get nice stuff, like you're preparing a nice meal, mm-hmm. or you want something good,
yeah,
like a really high meat or like mustard or something in particular, it's a great store.
And their bakery is really
good. Bakery's really banging. Good. Yeah,
bakery's really good. Stuff.
So speaking of cereal, what's your top five cereals?
Oh, man, don't even have five cereals?
What?
I'm trying to think. I like old people cereal.
You do like old people cereal.
Bran.
Yeah, Fiber One. Raisin Bran.
It's not.
Captain
Grape
Crunch.
Nuts.
Okay, Crunch. Let me do this.
Crunch. There we go. Lucky Charms. Paula's been. They have Oreo O's now. Have you tried those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Paul loves all the sweet things.
Me too. I love sugary cereal.
She loves Frosted Mini Wheats. I do not.
No, I don't like those either. So mine, not in any particular order, but...
Captain, kept the Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. Oh, that's an interesting one. So not in any particular order, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Captain Crunch, and then probably... Probably the Cinnamon Life would be five.
So I like Fruity Pebbles and all that stuff. The problem is they're too small, which is why I always like a little bigger mm-hmm. breakfast unit.
Like Captain Crunch?
Like Captain Crunch.
All right, I have mine. I just wrote them down.
All right.
Do you want top five or just a general top five?
General top five.
I don't know if this is still made anymore, but this would be my number one, Waffle Crisp.
I don't know if they make that or not.
I don't think they do. Like, man, I fucking love Waffle Crisp. Yeah. Waffle Crisp, Raisin Nut Bran.
It's very old person.
That is an old person.
It is, yep.
Regular Raisin Bran.
Also yep. Old person, check mark.
Peanut butter Crunch and Fruity Pebbles.
Is it the Reese's?
No, the Captain's.
Captain Crunch. I like Captain Crunch and Reese's. But I think the Reese's Crunch peanut butter is good.
The Reese's peanut butter, Crunch. It's a little waxy for me.
Okay. You've thought about this.
So the first, I love cereal.
So the first time, like, as an adult, and I got Cookie Crisp for the first time, because I can never have it as a kid, and that shit sucks.
It's super waxy. It's
so bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Some of that stuff's terrible. They have not, like, chocolate... Cheerios.
Yeah.
And some of those stuff. And I'm like, how can that be?
Like, regular Cheerios is horrible, but Honey Nut is good.
I can deal with regular Cheerios. It's not my favorite. The Honey Nut Cheerios are good.
Like, when you got to add fruit and sugar to it.
I do like the Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds, too. That's probably an oil pick for me.
That's good.
If I'm doing breakfast, I don't like the sweet cereals. I like the...
I love them.
I like bacon and sausage.
I like that stuff, too.
And eggs.
Yeah.
I like a good English muffin with, like, really heavily buttered.
So this was not a planned out top five. I just threw this one out there.
Some hollandaise. Are you Eggs Benedict?
Oh, yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. I like to make a Benedict.
How do you like hollandaise sauce?
It's just, what do you mean? I like hollandaise
sauce. With all your runny, fetish.
Like weird.
Oh, I love, like, a runny yolk. I fucking love runny
yolks. Like your weird texture things that you won't eat.
So here's my hot take on breakfast
sauce.
Thing.
Just sauce.
You know, the Denny's skillets with an over easy egg over the top.
Yeah.
While being extremely dangerous health-wise, for obvious reasons, some of the best eats you're going to have.
Any hash with a runny yolk egg on it,
so good,
is top. Yeah,
corned beef hash might be my favorite. I'm a good, well-cooked corned beef hash, not like soupy, like good and just well-cooked and
so
with an over easy egg.
That's your favorite breakfast food?
It might be my favorite.
I think mine is biscuits and gravy with scrambled eggs and bacon.
That's my favorite breakfast.
Ooh, favorite breakfast. I would go
Christmas tree.
I would probably go like a full English, but
a full English breakfast.
Yeah, a full English, but I really, man, fucking French toast though,
like
man.
Beans and stuff too.
So that's more Irish. Two English? Okay, so no, a full Irish breakfast. Sorry, full Irish breakfast.
What's a full Irish?
So they do the same thing.
It's McDonald's. You drive through. So they do a shamrock shake.
So they do. They do the eggs your way, rashers, which is bacon, a sausage, a blood sausage, which I'm a fan of blood sausage. If it's cooked, if it's the right type of blood sausage, sautéed mushrooms and like a roasted tomato.
Yeah. You lost me at the end.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then with a soda bread, like a dark soda bread.
Soda bread?
Yeah, just a real dark, almost like a rye bread, pretty much. But French toast.
Soda bread's a white.
French toast is good. Love French
toast. It's like a white bread instead of a brown bread.
Yeah.
Are you guys French toast over waffles and pancakes?
Yes.
How about you?
None of those really speak to me, but I probably am.
I think it depends
waffles on waffles if I'm choosing. Waffle, and I like waffles with a ton of butter and no syrup.
It depends on the waffle. Like French toast is top by far, but then it depends if it's a thick waffle or a thin waffle.
Do you like the fluffy, thick ones?
No, I prefer like the Waffle House style, like the thinner, like an Eggo style.
So I've been eating recently for lunch occasionally just because they're quick to fix the power cakes, which are the heavy protein in waffles that you can throw in the toaster.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. I like mine dense.
Yeah.
Them thick cakes. Mm. What is that? Kodiak? Kodiak has.
Yeah, Kodiak power cakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Waffle House waffle, if it's not, sometimes you have to ask for them to, like,
so I make it crispy. I like saying, like, keep it in there for a couple more seconds.
Because otherwise it's more like a pancake,
honestly. Yeah.
Paul loves them. The IHOP ones.
IHOP waffles, the big Belgian waffle. Yeah.
See, that's like, I like them, that's the thing, like, it's kind of like pancakes. Like when you always see those cartoonish, like, tall stack of pancakes, like, that's too much pancakes. Like, I'm good after, like, two pancakes.
Side of, if I'm going to do pancakes, the side of pancakes, slathered in butter is two or three.
But no syrup?
No syrup.
So we went to.
I'm diabetic, dude.
But, so am I, but they make sugar-free syrup, and believe it or not, Waffle House has it.
Yeah,
so
I don't like the sweet.
We went to Whataburger for breakfast last weekend, and we got a side of their pancakes to try out. They're actually like real pancakes. Like they're all, each one was a different shape and style, like a little browner than other ones.
Yeah,
dude, sold me on their pancakes. Like it was.
Yeah, their breakfast is not awful.
And it's so, and it was so much easier. Like a stack of three. A stack of three was $3. Didn't have to make it. It's like pancakes. It's messy when you make it. It's too many pots. Like
too many pots.
Well, like you gotta like
it's a bowl and a pan. Like
yeah, but like that's two things to dirty
but
up.
But you realize no, it's not. First of all, they show up pre-made.
I think they're
actually the fact that they pour it on a griddle, which they already have because they use it later for burgers. They pour it on a griddle, and that's what makes the uneven shape.
Yeah,
I would almost bet it shows up pre-made, the sauce.
No, it's probably powder, and they mix it in the morning.
They mix it there.
I'll take that bet.
Now McDonald's, like, those motherfuckers come pre-
all those fast Taco Bell.
I was surprised that all McDonald's uses like fresh eggs.
Now that doesn't mean
I was surprised by that.
They do use fresh eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They all show up. Now it doesn't mean they're frozen or whatever, but they make them in a regional center and they ship them out.
I don't think their scrambled eggs are fresh.
No, I'm talking about like the egg McMuffin.
Yeah, the McMuffin egg is fresh.
Yeah, I love the egg.
It's McMuffin. A legit egg.
Oh, that's like the egg McMuffin with the Canadian bacon. Like that's my favorite
sausage egg McMuffin here. But I will eat a Canadian.
Actually, I take it back. That's my second. The what's the one with the syrup and shit? The McGriddle?
McGriddle.
Yeah.
By the way, there's somebody behind you. Don't freak out. Somebody's getting something out of the Drew Estate cabinet. I think it's B.
It's got to be Brandon.
Yeah. That was creepy.
You're welcome. It's that like, would have, it's you like, would have like, wet yourself.
It's like, hey, don't turn around, but somebody's here behind you.
Right. I just didn't want you to freak out because I don't want them hearing that. high pitched curly scream that we've all heard.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to cut that out probably.
Yeah. So what do you think about the
this is actually a really nice diesel. I'm a fan of diesels, by the way, and I know you got it's part of your company but not part of your line. I like diesels. I've liked diesels since the only place you could buy them was online.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice one.
I like more diesels than I don't like, but this is definitely one in the I would definitely smoke again. Yeah. It's not as strong as
I was going to just say
as Doug said it was. It's very single noted, but it's a good note. It's
diesels are always single noted. Dude.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's not overpowering, and it's actually got a really nice flavor.
I
recommend it.
The way he was describing it was like the
7
NAS.
Out of 10 would bang if I was drunk.
No, it's a good cigar.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's definitely on the fuller side, but it's not like a kick in the teeth.
No, I wouldn't be. This wouldn't be something I would like. If somebody wants to try something stronger, I wouldn't say, don't try this. It's too strong for you for new beginners.
I agree with that.
But it's good.
Coming in, I want your top shelf strength. I wouldn't recommend this either.
No, this one, to me, that's, what is a top shelf strength? Got to go with the 601, La Bamba, Murcielago, something like that.
Yeah, we got all the vents turned off.
All the vents?
Yeah, we've been all over the place for sure.
Lelouch.
But all right, so what is everybody's schedule like for the next couple of weeks? So we can.
I'm here next weekend.
Here next weekend, okay.
Have an event here on Friday.
Oh yeah, we do have an event.
We should. So this interview.
This will come out after
we should
the
interview
event.
the rep.
This will come out after the event, but it was for are we highlighting something in particular?
CAO, okay. And then we just brought the new Sancho stuff in.
Okay.
I was going to smoke one of those today, but
not that one.
Okay. Then I won't pre-smoke it then, because I was letting it because it was in my car, so I was going to let it set a little bit,
get a little moisture back.
It was.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
It'll be a fun event. I've got some cool stuff we're going to give away. So
swaggy swag.
Be fun. Yeah.
Are you going to be here on that Friday?
Yes, I'll be here Friday.
Okay. Yep. And we're recording next Sunday then?
Yep.
Okay.
Should be doing that. And
then the following weekend, I will not be here on Sunday night.
I will not either. I have another tournament to play in.
We will figure that. Good thing is that that is in 2 weeks' time, and that's
future Aaron.
That
problem.
Is future Aaron's problem. Because if worse comes to worse, I will take this shit home and we'll do it outside our place again last night, or like we did yesterday. Which Mo listened to it today, and she was like, "We're funny." I was like, "I don't know."
But, that's good.
I'm glad she's enjoying it.
I did have to I forgot we had a wind chime, so I was like, "Where in the fuck is that wind chime coming from?" And I finally found it. So
nice,
but. All right.
Did you make her wear headphones while you recorded?
So we had this whole thing.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm asking.
Where you just have to hear it. But I was setting everything up and we're getting situated because I sat in your chair, and which is weird. Just saying, I sat in your chair.
Yeah.
And then she sat where she always sits, and then she had her iPad up and she kept hitting the mic, or not the mic, but the cord.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to stop hitting the cord because it travels through. So I had her thing mounted to the table, and then she put her drink. I was like, you can't do that.
Amateurs.
And she's like, what? She was like, quit yelling at me. I was like, I'm not fucking yelling at you. And then we started, and she was like, I understand why Mark and Steve get on to you. I'm like, I'm very particular about my stuff.
I'm past it, to be honest with you. You can bitch at me all you want. I just don't hear.
Hey, and now you see why your cord is wrapped around the leg of a thing.
I know.
So
I know.
Your leg doesn't hit it. I don't quit. I stop asking. I do it myself now. All right. He can't fucking hit this.
I come 10 minutes before because I know you want to set it up. Yes. I don't have a problem with you being a whiny bitch. I just let you be a whiny bitch and then I show up.
If we can't have a good show, I want at least good audio. That's my main thing.
I'm not getting in your lane. This is at work. Is referred to as stay in your lane.
Yeah,
the audio is not my lane. It's your lane. You do whatever you want.
But it's funny because she saw my particulars in full force. So yeah, she wore the headphones, but she was talking so quiet. I was like, I'm gonna go and turn your mic or your headphones down because sounds like you're yelling, but you're not. I was like, just talk normal. It's like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's an adjustment. To be honest with you, when there's not somebody on the big screen or on the big screen, it's easier when you're not mixing to not have headphones on.
Yeah.
Everybody like wants to be the big sound guy and all that stuff. No. But I figured out over the last year where I haven't worn headphones just because we've gotten out of the habit, that it's just easier to talk normal to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let you do all the board stuff.
I do all the stuff. Yeah. I do the knob twisting and like, that's what I even told her. I was like, honestly, it's better if you don't. But since we were outside and you just had the ambient noise and shit like that. So I was like, yeah, go ahead and wear it. But like, I turn her shit way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it takes an adjustment. Like, can you hear me fine? Can you hear me fine? Mm-hmm. And you just go, unless there's somebody who we're listening to who's not in the room.
Yeah.
I prefer not to have headphones on.
Thankfully there was no like motorcycle that usually runs or
no, that's
I think I there, I think the there was one siren. So they're probably going to the old folks home. Like they always do right there. And it just stops and just like, my God, just turn off the thing. Like they're already dead.
Nice. There's an upbeat thought.
Did have a raven land right near us though.
That's cool.
So that was cool. So
that's scary. Anybody get scared?
No, because it landed behind me, and she's like, "Oh my God!" She's like, "The raven's here." I was like, "Oh really?" It's like, then I told the story how we're trying to like train these ravens to.
There's a bunch of them that live right in our neighborhood somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where they
only,
nest,
and they only deal with our. Like our two houses.
Because you're not shooting them?
No.
Okay. I don't think you can.
Yeah, there's a blackbird. Yeah. Can absolutely kill blackbirds.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In city limits?
Well, no. Okay. You can't shoot anything in city limits.
That's what I'm saying. So,
people who break in your house like ravens.
Yeah.
Watch out. Ray Lewis is coming.
As long as he's not in a white tuxedo.
Yeah, white suit. He'll stab you. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up. Happy eclipse, everybody. Again, even though we talked about it on last week's show, because it's timeline.
Happy post-eclipse.
Timeline.
You made it through the eclipse.
Hopefully everybody can still see.
If you hear this, we didn't get sucked into a black hole.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody. Well done.
We did it as a team.
Yes.
All right. Have fun wherever you all are traveling. You're in town this week, though.
Right? Well, yeah, Northwest.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. In and out.
Yeah.
The old in, out, in, out. You know what movie that's from?
I don't know about that. Slow down,
Clockwork
though.
Orange.
How in the fuck did you know that?
It's one of my favorite movies.
That explains a lot.
You've always seen like the most obscure movies. Like you've never seen the ones most people have seen.
I mean, that's not obscure. That's a classic. That's
no,
a classic.
I understand. I'm just saying though, like
I've seen the old movies.
Lies. Because you haven't seen Godfather.
Yeah, I've seen the old good movies. That's true.
Whatever. Godfather.
What the fuck out of here.
Classic.
Arguably the best
Clockwork Orange.
Arguably the best gangster movie out there.
Yeah. Goodfellas.
That's why I said arguably, because that's...
I've seen Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is number one. I've seen Goodfellas. Close. Casino might be better than Godfather.
I've seen Casino.
Ooh. Casino's close.
Ooh, I would go Goodfellas and then Godfather 2.
I'd go Godfather, Goodfellas. Then Casino. I'd go Casino, Goodfellas, and Bronx then I'd go Tale. Johnny Dangerously.
Bronx Tale, though. Bronx Tale is solid. I've seen
that one. Yeah, it's good, but I think Goodfellas, Casino, and then the Godfather Trio...
Oh man, the third Godfather was trash.
Yeah, but you have to include all three.
See, that's why I think the HBO version, like just do that as one. Like,
yeah,
that's the Godfather movie.
Yeah.
Before you leave, can we watch The Godfather with you?
No. Like 6.5 hours.
Right. I don't have that much time.
There's
no
way you're gonna get him to sit down and watch that.
Paul wants to go for the trolley ride, and I'm already cutting that off because time. I want to go on the trolley one time.
The Little Rock trolley?
Yeah.
I mean, it goes around.
My mom and I went on the trolley.
It goes around a couple blocks.
I know, but it's
it goes into North Little Rock. Wait,
if you get on that one, then I did that one time. I was like, fuck, I'm going to the fucking river. I don't want to go over the river.
Yeah. So, so she wants to do that because I keep asking her what she wants to do before we go. So
You should do that.
We're efforting.
And then come watch Godfather.
Probably not. Maybe you can come over to Montgomery and we can all watch it there.
Nice.
Hey, I drive to Montgomery to watch.
I've already said
we can go play golf.
I've already said like I just need to travel with Steve 1 week. You do. And just
so where we were staying was maybe 8 miles from the Ross Bridge, which has three golf courses, and Montgomery has two, and we can go over to Opelika, which has two, like including where they would play the women's national NCAA championship, and there's like a lot of great
nice
golf courses.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, within an hour of Montgomery, there's probably six or eight, like, awesome, better than anything we've played here.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Golf is for real over there. It's not.
Yeah. There's just more public access to nicer courses.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Here, it's either a terrible public course or a private club.
Well, yeah, over there, it's touristy.
Yeah.
Well, after we couldn't get a tee time today, and before we had errands to run, I was like, man, we should maybe go to Swing Shop or whatever. Do that.
But that would have been fun.
We'll do that another time.
Yep.
But, all right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
You good.
Adios.
Later.